Now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Claycamp after a couple of games from this past week. And Coach, we'll start off with your 70-41 loss at Clifton Clyde. You guys had Clifton Clyde kind of on the ropes a little bit, and you guys were trailing by single digits around midway through the third quarter. Your thoughts on how this one went?
Well, I think that game really came down to two runs by them. We had a two-minute stretch at the end of the first half and a two-minute stretch at the end of the third quarter where we kind of let them go on a big run. And otherwise, I thought we played really well in that game. I think we were 7-14 from three. Thought our shot selection was a lot better Friday night. And we did a lot of things well, but you take out that 4 minutes where they really put some runs on us, and it kind of hurt us.
And then after that, last night, you guys lost to Frankfort 54-27, and you said this was kind of a step back from that game against Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, we didn't play near as well last night. I thought our shot selection wasn't as good, and our shots weren't falling last night. I think we only made two threes last night, and I thought we took some that we probably should have passed up and maybe look for a better shot. And we didn't do a very good job of boxing out. Frankfort hit the offensive boards hard, and they got a lot of easy putbacks. So those are just shot selection and rebounding really hurt us last night.
So you guys have three games left in the regular season. You guys will be hosting NEK Home School coming up tomorrow night. Then on Friday, you'll be hosting Valley Heights. And then you're at Troy coming up next Monday. So a couple of winnable games this week, and then finishing off the season on the road as you guys try to get your first win in league play and the first in a couple of years as well, and still have a chance to possibly leapfrog Northern Heights in the sub-state standings. So is there anything specific that you're looking for from your guys in these last three games?
I think the biggest thing is just to come out and compete. I don't think we competed very hard last night, and I thought we did versus Clifton Clyde. We need to have more of that effort that we had versus Clifton Clyde the next couple of nights. Anyway, these are two games where we should be able to compete and be in at the end with a chance to win. But we got to come out and play harder.
So looking at the sub-state standings, as mentioned, it could be sixth or seventh on the boys' side in the D-West sub-state standings, which means you could be you are going to be on the road, but you possibly could be facing Bishop Seabury or Burlingame, kind of depending on how that shapes out. Have you looked ahead to that just yet, or are you kind of waiting to kind of see how things shape out in that regard?
With all these makeup games, we haven't looked that far ahead yet. I mean, we still have three more games till we get to that one. As far as who we play, we just need to take care of business in these next three games and come out and get better and keep working towards that sub-state game.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely feel you there as you guys are wrapping up your regular season and getting ready for sub-state coming up here in a little over a week. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
That was Onega Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.